Wow. I think that came out before you were born.
I don't know.
I'm pretty positive.
Probably.
A lot of things came out before you were born.
Yeah, like sliced bread.
Okay, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, don't pull back the curtain too far because people are going to realize, hey, wait a minute, they don't normally record in the morning. What's going on there? So we thought, why am I looking at you when I need to be looking at you? So we thought, with all the shit that's going on, that we'd actually throw our hats in the ring too. As you can tell, just in case you don't know, this is what we look like when we first wake up in the morning. Currently, it's 3 in the morning here in Las Vegas.
Hello.
What are you laughing at?
I sleep in my makeup.
And her wig.
And my wig.
About 60% of the time.
Truth.
Truth, absolutely. Except there was one morning where she came down and I thought it was a wig, but it wasn't.
It's just my afro hair.
Yeah, it was, whoa.
It's the one time I brush my hair out, and you don't brush curls out.
No, you don't.
I wouldn't know. I haven't had curls since I was a little girl.
We can perm your beard.
No, that's curly. If I don't put shit in it, that's, yeah. So with all of the, we're not talking about the pandemic. We're not talking about the economy. We are talking about,
solidarity.
I'm trying to tread carefully and choose my words.
I think solidarity.
Properly. Yeah, solidarity is a good way to put it. We're
here for you.
Well, we're here for everybody.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm getting a little upset with that. Every time somebody hashtags BLM, standing for Black Lives Matter, somebody immediately has to chime in with Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. And guess what, folks? In a nutshell, you are correct, but that's not what we're talking about right now. That's not what America needs to be focusing on right now. That's not what's causing the issues right now. Yep. We're not talking about the good police officers, and we're not talking about the population in general. What we're talking about is, it's not even solidarity. It's more
listening.
It's more equality than anything else. So you and I have talked about this on the show before, that we are of mixed race. We're not white. Fortunately for us, we know what white privilege is because, unfortunately, we look white.
We look white.
We are not. We are the furthest thing from it. On my birth certificate, there was a mistake where it did say Caucasian for a long time. Mm. It does not say that any longer.
Nope.
And I was upset about it because, so when I was born in 1968, they automatically took a look at me and said, white,
mm-hmm.
Caucasian. That's what we're going to put on the birth certificate. Even though, if you would have talked to the two people that were there for the life birth record and not go by the last name that I was given at birth, which we will not ever discuss on this podcast, you would not have automatically assumed white.
No.
Yeah. So anyway.
I was a brown baby.
I was a brown baby.
So brown.
I was a brown teenager too until I moved to, what's that fucking shithole? Oh, Washington. That's right. Where there's no sun.
There's no sun.
So I completely lost my color. The part that's always bothered me about this is grandma and grandpa didn't lose their color until they had been here in the mainland for
a long time.
60, 70 years.
Yeah.
Then they started to fade ever so slightly. But, you know, I have, we're going to talk about it on another podcast, but I have family information for you.
Yes.
But, so the only time that I personally have experienced, would you call it racial inequality? Am I saying that correctly?
For what?
So when I have been, passed over for a promotion.
That was mostly for ageism.
No, well, that's that. No, I'm talking about a while ago. I'm talking about when I worked for the bread companies in Washington State.
So like profiling?
Yeah, it was profiling, but I was passed up. I had more experience.
Yeah.
And I was older, mm-hmm. and I would venture to imagine slightly smarter. This kid was younger and whiter, so white that when he got upset, because he got upset on a regular basis, that you could actually see the balloon vein bulging. you could literally, he was so white, he was transparent. It was ridiculous. So that the only time that I've experienced that was in a workplace where they knew my race before looking at me.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there was an ongoing thought process when I was getting all these tattoos that Ronnie, my tattoo artist, was actually going to tattoo. Hey, don't laugh. I'm dead fucking serious.
Not wait.
He was going to tattoo a different skin color in between all of my tapestry. So I guess the problem with everything. So I don't know. I mean, I know. But you didn't grow up in Santa Cruz. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Santa Cruz. But San Jose.
Santa Cruz not really racially diverse.
Not really, but they're welcoming and they're educated.
But that kind of goes to my thing here, where we are very much welcoming and accepting of not only all races, creeds, shapes, sizes, but all sexual, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Las Vegas, fortunately enough, is a not only are we a resort community, but we are we're a melting pot.
Yeah.
When people talk about our bad drivers, I have to remind people they're not our bad drivers, because we get everybody's bad habits from all over the lower 48 and some other ones as well, which another the topic we'll talk about in another episode. However, I absolutely 1,000% support the protesters. However, I will say that with a caveat, because Janice and I moved here from Seattle. In Seattle, they have professional protesters. When did it start? Didn't it start May Day of 1 year? Mm-hmm. It was the May Day riots.
Yeah, so, it was like 12 years ago or something.
Yeah, something. I mean, it was. It might have been even a little longer than that. It was 2007, 2009. It might have been 2008. You might be dead on. But it was the May Day riots. And those people quite literally come out to do nothing besides bust windows, set shit on fire, and steal shit. And I have never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, especially when this is a racial stimulated protest. Why do, especially, I'm not going to say it was all people of mixed race, but the cameras didn't show a whole lot of white people busting the fucking windows.
It was mostly the people who did it.
Oh, for sure, was though.
Was it? Okay,
especially
in
Seattle.
Well, no. That goes without saying. I'm talking about here.
But without getting political, because we can't get political.
Well, you can get, this is not a regular show, so you can get as political, because my joke at the end, those of you who don't know, when we do these serious topics, I mean, it's a comedy podcast, so I have to do something funny at the end, and I've got two lined up that are doozies, and one of them is political.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, they are paid. A lot of these people that are causing a ruckus, absolutely, they are paid.
It's
George Soros, it's Rockefeller, it's everybody that is controlling the media. So, of course, they're going to show people of color doing things. It's a lot of Antifa people that aren't really actual Antifa people that are for the cause, but they're just trying to make a ruckus. They were paying kids. They were, like, putting dollar bills on bricks and giving them to young kids. And there was, like, videos all over Twitter that were, like, people of color flagging these cars down and saying, why the fuck would you give this to a black kid? Like, this is how you get them killed. This is not helping us.
Right.
So it's a lot of paid people that are causing these problems.
Did you see the two extremely white girls?
Maybe.
That were tagging a building with Black Lives Matter slogans. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh my God. And a black girl comes up to him and go, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
There's no point.
Huh?
There's no point.
No, there's no point. Especially when, first of all, you doing that very much shows everybody that you are not there for Black Lives Matter. Yeah. You're actually, you know, and you know where they tagged it?
Starbucks.
Yeah, boarded up Starbucks. So if that doesn't scream white bullshit more than any fucking thing else, what, just before we came on air, what did you say? What was the statistics about the company who's losing billions of dollars?
Oh, yeah, the Starbucks. And they're going to close 400 stores, and they've lost $1.2 billion.
400 stores. You know what that means to Starbucks? For 400 stores, you know what that means to Starbucks?
Nothing.
They're going to close 1% of their stores in one major metropolitan city. That's it.
Which is like nothing.
Yeah. So instead of having four on all four corners, they're only going to have three mm-hmm. on of the four corners. And the next, the one, they're probably going to sell it to Telly's. Or, you know what they'll do? You know what they'll do?
Seattle's Best.
Yeah, they'll close the Starbucks and make it a Seattle's Best. That's exactly what they'll fucking do. We're getting off topic. Because nothing ruffles my feathers more than Starbucks and Seattle.
It's just sad. It's disrespectful to do that. I mean, like, that's why there's signs. If those two women want it to very well put that out, go get a sign.
Have you seen some of these murals that they're doing for George Floyd?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Even some of the ones from other countries.
Yeah, which, people are great.
Which they're basically just going on a picture.
Just one picture.
Yeah, and it's like, holy, and I haven't seen one yet. Unlike, I will say, the so if you had to take a guess on the raciality, is that a word? Or did I just make that shit up? Of someone who creates or makes statues, would you say they're of mixed race or predominantly white?
Like statues?
Like statues. Statues.
Like the Greeks?
Not the Greeks. I'm talking about current ones. Like, what are some of the stars that have just been had statues made of them that look absolutely fucking nothing like them?
Are you talking about like wax figures?
No, not wax. Jesus Christ!
Yes, that's all.
I digress. Oh my God!
I'm gonna assume you're trying to say predominantly Caucasian.
There you go. Thank you. Jesus fucking Christ!
And this is
what happens when we don't do show prep. What?
They do all these murals with spray cans.
Yes. Oh yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, once you get the hang of it, it's pretty decent.
Here we go. I knew she was going to admit to her flaws as a young juvenile delinquent.
Artist.
No. She was a tagger and a bagger.
Was a juvenile delinquent as soon as a year ago? Because that was my last piece. Anyways, but they're gorgeous.
Somewhere in Misery, there is a...
Oh, there's tons. And lots of slaps.
In Misery.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And what's a slap again?
A slap is basically like a blank sticker, or a lot of people use like Post-it stickers, like the to and from, and you like do a design on it, and you rip it, and you slap it somewhere. It's called a slap.
But...
That's what you see on like light posts and stuff.
But it won't stay there.
Yeah, well, for the time being, they don't care. It's cheap. It's the cheapest thing and quickest thing to do. Like, literally, you're just, like, have a whole bunch in your pocket. You, like, rip it out and you, like, put it under something and it's your art there for a little bit. I did that all over New York in the weirdest places. Yeah.
Okay, we're getting off topic again.
It's because I'm just baffled and bewildered. I think have I said what I needed to say, or do I need to say more? Do I really need to say more? What do I need to say?
Racism is all over the world.
I know, but this racism isn't something new.
It's not new, and it's sad that it's going to continue. Oh. And it just is. People just need to educate themselves. And if I think this is, it's really sad what's happening, but it's really like this pandemic has opened my eyes up to people that I thought I trusted in my circle, but were not there for me at all. And now with this whole with everything, I see people that are racist, and I was like, okay, wow, delete black. So just educate yourself and just really have talks with people. And if you feel like people are being uncomfortable, just cut them loose. I mean, the less racist people you have in your circle, I feel like the less people are going to be racist, because then they're just going to be cut off from everybody.
Yes, but if I had more people in my fucking circle, it'd be a lot easier for me to fucking cut people loose. I mean, I'll be honest with you. No, wait, I'll be honest with you. There was a couple days ago where I'm like, holy fuck. I totally forgot that asshole is one of my Facebook friends. I used to work with that fucker. I can't stand that bastard. But I only have 85 friends. So So now I'll keep them for a little bit.
That's the other thing that's wrong with people. It's like a lot of people are just doing this for like likes and things too, when I know that they do not give a flying rat. But
and that's the part that really fucking pisses me off.
I'm like, because just be silent.
We bust our ass for this fucking podcast and the fucking radio station. Yeah. Janice gets like 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 thousand likes a day. A day. A day.
I got 14,000 yesterday.
Is it
a day? But do we get any new followers or subscribers? No! You know why? Because people have no problem going, click, oh, but I can't make it over. Fuck it. That is so far from the like it to the is, subscribe.
But look,
oh
that's
my
why.
Christ.
Watch, you like it super easily, but then you got to go, ugh!
You have to put the phone in your other hand.
I don't like that. I don't like change.
Something that I saw that I wanted to talk about was you don't chime in because I know that you don't like this organization anyway. So Chick-fil-A. The no. Oh, speaking of which. Oh, we gotta do that different episode. I'm sorry. So the commissioner of the NFL. should I go get a bagel and put it in her mouth?
I covered it.
So he said something a day or two ago saying that we should have listened to our players, blah, 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 blah. Both of you need to shut up and let me get this out. So one of our new players on the Seahawks, I don't remember who it was, made a comment of, well, if Roger Goodell really feels that way, then what he really needs to do is figure out a way. And I agree with this 100%. I did not in the past because I didn't like the person. Not what he was doing. I just didn't like the guy. Okay?
Look at the camera.
Oh, sorry. I didn't like the person. It had nothing to do with what he stood for because I agreed with what he was doing. However, I didn't like the person at the time. I do feel that he has been railroaded beyond a reasonable existence. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know where I'm going. So one of the new guys, new signees on the Seahawks. He didn't say Seattle. He just said if Roger Goodell really means that, then he really needs to find a way. And I agree with this. He really needs to find a way to re-sign Colin Kaepernick because he was the one that started this
for the right reasons,
kind of at the wrong time, but he got so much negative shit for it. And now I would love to be a fly on Kaepernick's wall where he's sitting there watching the shit going, what the fuck? What the fuck? Because he lost his job for doing the exact same fucking thing people are doing right now. And it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I think he should get paid as much as he got paid? No, but that's a personal thing. It has nothing to do with him. I didn't think he was that great of a quarterback. I'm sorry. I didn't.
I don't know anything about his playing, but I agree with his.
He played a lot against the Seahawks, so I really fucking hated him anyway. I love you now, Colin, but I fucking hated you then.
Who was he on?
The fucking shit-ass piece of fucking shit 49ers.
Oh. I don't follow this.
And don't get me started on those cockheads. Anyway, I digress. Not really. Can I?
So you need to put out a message. To listen to everybody and how the people are feeling and what they need from us as far as in the future, and that everybody needs to listen and come together.
Well said. Moving on. Why do you think I turned up your mic specifically for this show? Because I knew.
Oh, and I can go off on a tangent.
Then go.
I don't want to, though.
Go.
I really don't want to because it really pisses me off. It pisses me off so much that people are so ignorant because I cannot physically understand racism. I can't.
Oh, neither can I.
I physically cannot get it through my brain. Like, so I don't understand, and that angers me. It angers me that I don't understand their racism, and it angers me that they're racist. So it's a weird, conflicted feeling.
Well, and we have openly racists in our family.
Oh,
and
for sure.
I'm talking about the mixed racial part of our
family.
There's
a lot of people of color that are very, very prejudiced. And it's the same thing. It's confusing. I don't understand it. Just hate somebody for their personality.
Oh, yeah. Like I, Colin Kaepernick. I hated him for his personality. Had nothing to do with the color of his skin. I hated his playing ability. I hated his attitude. You know
okay,
who I...
Yeah.
No. You know who I hate even worse than him? Was fucking... Who's the guy who does the dab bullshit in the Superman thing?
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Panthers guy.
Yeah, has nothing to do with the color... Has nothing to do with the color of his skin. He's just an arrogant prick. And
yeah,
I just, that,
arrogant people.
Yeah.
I just don't like arrogant people.
So that pretty much sums up
the universe.
Caucasian in a nutshell?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Certain Wall Street people, go for it.
Back-ass redneck fucks?
I mean, they're super entertaining.
But they're fucking racist.
They're so racist.
They're
but
so
not all of them are.
Oh. Really?
Really.
Paula Deen?
Well.
Don't we all thought, oh, she's so... Bless
no, I
her
hated
heart.
I hated her.
Bless her heart.
Too much butter.
Never.
Yes.
Are you
yes.
fucking on crack?
Yep.
There's nothing. No such thing as too much butter. I've had bacon fried in butter. Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
Okay, the main thing about this podcast is we have had to see this poor man die
on
TV
so many fucking times.
Hundreds of times.
And it wasn't even him. How many times at nauseam that guy who was chased through the neighborhood, how many times did we have to see him die on TV?
I have to close my eyes.
And now there's a whole bunch. There's
everywhere.
Hundreds of videos that are resurfacing
yes,
now.
Yes, this morning I was like, oh my God, I thought it was something new. Janice said that she had seen it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Even though I can't remember her name, but the girl that just passed away too.
Yeah.
And then the man that just got struck by a vehicle, he was
Breonna
protesting.
Taylor.
Yeah, Breonna Taylor. And then the other guy, was his name Ryan?
Well, the other thing is there's
he was struck by a vehicle and he was protesting.
A lot of people are getting... They're getting two names mixed up. Excuse me. Hope that was off mic.
Yes.
There's George Floyd.
Yeah.
Who we just laid to rest. Or is it today? Today's his funeral?
Yesterday was his funeral.
I thought yesterday was the memorial.
No, that was...
Was that...
They actually buried him.
Okay.
That was the funeral.
Whatever. But people are getting him confused. Not him. People are getting other... how do I say this the correct way? So there's George Floyd, but there's also a Floyd whose last name begins with G, and a lot of people are switching the two, and they are not the same. And he just happened recently, too, and I don't remember. I didn't get the whole story before coming on air, but yeah.
It's one of those things where it's sad that you have to say which one.
It doesn't matter who.
I know.
Just pick a person of color.
But it's sad that you have to say, like, oh, that black guy that got killed, which one?
Yeah.
It's just sad.
It doesn't matter which one.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, I don't remember where, it was somewhere in Washington, and it was somewhere in the back fuck Yakka Vegas or Walla Walla or...
Tum Water.
Yeah, Smoke Water or whatever the fuck it was, where there was this guy, and he was of Latino descent. I don't remember exactly what, so I'm not going to say what he was. But he was of Latino descent, and he was not crazy. He was just having a really bad day. Folks, I'm going to get, shit, I'm caught. Have you guys ever had a really bad day? I've had a really fucking bad day. This guy was having a really bad day. He had picked up a chunk of curb, of sidewalk. It wasn't the sidewalk. It was, the curb. Was not threatening anybody with it at all. He actually had it in his hand. And if I remember correctly, he was like banging it on his head. And 14 of Washington State's finest, I will not say the troopers because I'm fairly certain they were not troopers. As a matter of fact, I know for a fact they were not troopers. I'm sure they were sheriffs or podunk police from some department. Not a one of them was of color. Not a one. Except for the Asian officer, the Asian sergeant who showed up 40 minutes after the fact. But anyway, I digress. He never turned his weapon towards the officers. When they said, hey, he looked up and they lit him up. So Rock's still here. He just finished banging himself in the head and they go, hey, and he goes, look, pow, 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 pow. I'm like, really?
Wow.
And they, four officers unloaded. I know I'm getting this story wrong, but it was between three and four officers and between 18 and 24 bullets. So basically, they emptied clips. Yeah. Somebody emptied a clip.
You know all the details
of them. So, all of them acquitted. Every last one of them.
That's crazy.
So now, unfortunately, now, everything you hear of a police officer, they're getting arrested, which is, I'm not saying unfortunately, I'm saying unfortunately it's taken this long.
Yeah.
Because there's been many where you're like, what?
Everything.
Wait. He shot this guy in the back in the dark as the guy was running away from him, and you're acquitting this guy just because he's a cop?
Yeah.
Somebody made a good point a couple of days ago. November's actually,
coming.
I think it, huh?
November's coming.
What the hell's November?
The voting.
Oh, I'm like,
that voting thing.
You know what that sounded like? That sounded like a stupid Game of Thrones reference. November is coming. Just recently, I say, and you got me off topic, but I was going to talk about there was God. It was who's the guy on CNN with the these got kind of not Don. No, he's got the glasses. He's bald, black eye.
Oh yeah, that's
glasses. Cool, like oval glasses.
Oh,
is that what he does?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was telling a story about, you know, how this is getting ridiculous that we're hearing this, but even the story you and I are, I'm talking to her, not talking to you. The story I was on my Facebook video wormhole talking about, you know, it was a black.
It's Van Jones.
Thank you. It was a black teenage pool party and these three.
Oh, don't go into
I'm not going to go into detail, but. They were talking about, you know, how quick are officers to all of a sudden when they show up and there's multiple people of mixed ethnicity, all of a sudden it's a mob. But when there's the same amount or more white people standing around and there's three or four white cops, they don't feel it's a mob mentality. Even if, you know, how many times have we watched Live PD where, you know, there was some incident in Missouri, where there was a thing happened at a skate, an indoor skating rink, and the kids out front, I mean, there are thousands, or not thousands, I'm going to say a couple hundred, at least, 200 to 300. That's probably over-exaggerating too. I'll say 100. And there was about 8 officers. But because they were children, primarily white, they didn't feel threatened. But any other time where, you know, Unfortunately, I don't know what the statistics is to minority officers as opposed to white. I'd imagine it's between 97% and 98% predominantly white.
Oh, I'm sure.
And if you take the bullshit. And if you take that statistic even further, you know, sergeants, captains, lieutenants, chiefs, assistant chiefs, I'd venture to imagine it's 99.8% white.
Mm-hmm.
Even who was it just recently? Who's, do you know what his name is? Serena Williams' husband?
Nope.
But he's the founder of Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
He decided as the CEO to step down, to offer his CEO position to someone of color.
Wow.
Anyone. It doesn't matter. I mean, obviously somebody qualified, but he decided to do that. That you know, he and Serena Williams have a daughter together, and he's, you know, his thing was, what can I do? What am I going to be able to say to my black daughter when she says, Daddy, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, this is the only thing that I, as a white man in power, can do. And so he did it.
Yeah. That's great.
Anything else, boss?
No.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Why are you disgusted over there? What did I do wrong?
No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just you're not having as much passion, and you're getting angry with the examples. We need to come together and work towards a solution in the future. And like you said, politics will come into play, especially in the next year. And hopefully this will stay in the public
in the news cycle. I don't think this is going anywhere anytime
months
soon.
And months until it changes.
Well, unfortunately, now that they have laid him to rest, there will probably be a die-off.
There's a lot of stuff.
There will probably be a scaling back of protests until, or not, I'm sorry, not until, when the next person of the next minority is basically murdered at the hands of the police. I'll say it as gently as I possibly can.
And like I said, it's all about education. A lot of these people are so angry that they have every right to be, but then there's other people that would like to educate themselves and talk to these people of color and talk to like individuals that are white, that are on, that are allies, but they're afraid to because they're angry and they feel like they're gonna get yelled at or they're gonna get like talked down to.
Who's angry?
People that are for this cause. They're just angry about what's happening. So they have every right to be, but then I know that other people have wanted to come to me to ask things that they were on the fence about, and they told me flat out that they were just afraid to talk to people of color to educate themselves because they thought that they would just look like posers or that they would just start out yelling at them when that's not what they wanted. And I'm like, that's not what they're going to do. If you show them that you're willing to change your way or better yourself, they're going to open up to you for sure. Like, that's what this thing is about. They want to educate people. They want more people on their side and they want people to understand. So I feel like it's one of those things where people aren't going to change unless they want to change themselves. So unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people that's just how they are. It's just been embedded into them forever and ever and ever. And I mean, like, they grew up saying hurtful words in primary school and they had like their jump rope little songs about it. And like, they just think it's fun and games. Like, they don't think anything about it. Not saying that they're particularly racist. Like, I'm sure they're fine with people of color, but they still have that embedded mentality in their head that it's fine to call people certain things and it's fine to like make jokes or songs or fun of them. And that's unfortunate. I mean, no offense to older people, but until a lot of them die off, you're fine because you're not racist. A lot of people that are older and have been melted in that way, it's not going to change. And I do think in the next probably 5 to 10 years, it will get better because a lot of people are unfortunately passing away. I mean, fortunately, if they're racist, but...
Die, you racist pigs!
I still feel bad. They're people. But, you know, all these, like, their grandkids are my age and younger, and they're educating themselves, and they're now in a world where there's so many different people in one area of everything.
Well, and see, that's like goes back to your you don't understand. I don't understand either because my mic is way off today. Because where I grew up was quite frankly, quite literally, actually, I'll be truthful. There was a train track that ran through our town. And it wasn't either, you know how they say that you're from the wrong side of the tracks? Mm-hmm. Well, in certain parts of my hometown, both sides of the tracks were the bad part of the tracks. I lived in a bad part of the tracks, and my grandparents lived on the other bad part of the tracks, or the other side of the tracks. And then I went to school, and my friends. So, and I went to a school that was, luckily for me, when I went, I can't say that, but anyway, luckily for me, there was only five or six white kids total. And we all know who they were because they were racist. And so, however, throughout the course of 3 to 4, years of school years, they were tired of being the outcasts and just started talking and started realizing that, hey, we're all pretty much exactly the same on the inside. On the inside, everything's exactly the same.
Yep.
We're all pink on the inside. We all bleed red, except for me. I bleed blue and green, but that's different. The brain is the same color. You know, it's just, I grew up in a predominantly Black, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander. Matter of fact, the closest area around of where I lived when I lived with our grandparents, mm-hmm. we had one Irish family. And even though they're white, the father was from Ireland. So yeah. he's not, I mean, he's white of color,
yeah.
but he's still, and yikes. Matter of fact, they were both at grandma's funeral.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, but I guess in that case, I was lucky because I had Black friends, I had Italian friends, I had Native American friends, I had Asian friends, I had Italian friends,
I had Irish friends. And I think that's really cool about growing up in California. Like, there really was everything yeah. there. And so that's why I get flabbergasted. People that grew up in California that are racist.
She just used your East Coast word.
Flabbergasted? Oh, yeah. I use that all the time. Because I'm a 1930s news reporter.
So you're a racist.
No.
Are you sure?
Flabbergasted means nothing.
Huh?
Flabbergasted. No, but a lot of news reporters in the 30s were.
1930s news reporters.
More racist.
Yeah. Hello.
I just like to see. You see? Hey, kid.
We have to be past 40 minutes because my screen went off.
36.
Oh, well. I guess it goes off at 35 minutes. I know that this will come up in other episodes. I wanted to just take an episode that's not going to be numbered, so it will not fall under our normal rotation. Quite frankly, this will be released today.
Today.
Later on in the afternoon, after all of us wake up from our
siesta.
Deardrums. Anything else, boss? Yeah, no, I have my jokes. I want to get the serious stuff out of the way so I can get to my two.
Just educate yourself.
Jokes.
Be kind. Stop being dick nozzles. Like, we're all gonna die.
I have not heard dick nozzles in forever. That's a good one.
We're all gonna die soon, so just be happy and friendly.
So
just don't like the rich people.
And hate rich people. Just stop.
So I've got
1%.
I've got two jokes. One is political and racial, and the other one is racial.
Okay, so do half of one and then do the other half of the other.
No, they're okay. So you know what? I can take away.
Just
I can
do
take.
It.
Wow, you're usually the one that yells at me for doing this stuff.
You're sitting there and just.
So, I almost said moron. A Mormon and an Irishman are on a plane. Why does it say that twice? A Mormon was seated next to an Irishman on a flight from London to the United States. After the plane was airborne, drink orders were taken. The Irishman asked for a whiskey, which was promptly spoken like a true alcoholic. Brought and placed before him. The flight attendant then asked God damn it.
You just can't talk anymore.
I printed that shit out from this morning. The flight attendant then asked the Mormon if he would like a drink. He replied in disgust, "Ugh, I'd rather be savagely raped by a dozen whores than let liquor touch my lips." The Irishman then smiled, handed his drink back to the attendant, and said, "Me too. I didn't realize we had a choice." It could happen.
I guess.
So, this is my last one. I love this one. I love this joke. Only because it's political and it's racial and it's fucking funny. Ready? A man is walking through his local mall and notices a large sign out front that says Mexican bookstore. Perplexed. He decides to go inside because he's never seen a Mexican bookstore before. He browses through the store and finally asks the clerk, "Excuse me, do you have the book on Donald Trump's foreign policies with Mexico?" The clerk replied, "Fuck you, get out, stay out." The man goes, "Yeah, that's the one."
Yep, for sure.
Oh, I hope that even though we talked about some hard things today, those last two brought at least a chuckle to your heart. And remember, listen to us. Sometimes we're funny. Sometimes we're funny. We do the best we can. Love us, like us, go check us out at www.myvegasradio.com and soon to be myvegasradio365.com. Love you. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, that was close.
Okay.